Today, we're going to be talking about how that there is no such thing as private spirituality here on Soul Zero 2. And welcome to Soul Zero 2. This is the podcast that is putting the oxygen back into the Christian life one soul at a time. And today, we're going to be talking about how that there is no such thing as private spirituality. And what do I mean by that? The advent of technology and the internet has brought new opportunities to spread the message of the gospel and connect with individuals who may not have been able to physically attend church. Online church allows people to participate in worship, listen to sermons, and engage with fellow believers from the comfort of their own homes, regardless of their geographical or, you know, location. Especially for those who are bound by physical limits, online church is a phenomenal blessing. However, I say that to say this, that while it is true that technology has made it easier for people to find spiritual experiences online, it can also make worshipers lazier and more disconnected from an authentic community experience. Relying on online experiences can lead to a more individualistic and consumer-centered approach to spirituality. This becomes detached from a community. So there's a question that I'm going to ask you today, and that is this. Can online church, right? Can tech church get it done? Can a Christian remain a Christian while only engaging in digital worship experiences? And that's a question, you know, we want to ask not in a judgmental or haughty way, but honestly, this may be possible, but will it produce vigorous, resilient faith? Can you really grow without other believers? And the answer is absolutely not. There are many reasons why Christians cannot survive without face-to-face community. And I'm going to give you four today. The first one is this. Jesus is only manifested in community. And there's a scripture in Matthew 18:18, you know, the reconciliation chapter that goes something like this. It says, I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two or three agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among you. So notice that number there, two or three implies community. And nothing significant can happen, really, in advancing the kingdom or your growth apart from you and I connecting with the greater Christian community. So when Christians kind of diss community and they criticize it and say, well, I'm walking away from it, they're hurting themselves because they're never really going to mature and grow as they ought to grow. And the community together, the Bible calls the body of Christ, right? It's a body. We are a body together. Whether we like each other or not, we are a body of Christ. So Christianity is manifested in community. Jesus is not only manifested in community, but Christianity is a fraternity. Again, think about it this way, that Christianity is literally this intimate fraternity. And again, we see in Romans, this scripture here, Romans 12, 5 and 8, it says, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. So all these things happen with and through and because of community, right? Because we are a fraternity. And because we're a fraternity, it means, and when we think fraternity, we don't think of college initiation and things like that, but a fraternity is an order of brotherhood and sisterhood that come together, right? And and have the same goals and have the same passions about something. And Christianity is a fraternity, that I am a member of somebody else and they're a member of me. And to think of ourselves as individuals, which we do in the Western culture, can be a mistake when it eclipses the idea of fraternity and community. But a third reason why we find that we need community is this. Christian community is one of the core values of Christianity. It's the very heart. It's at the very heart of what it means to be a Christian. And again, it says in Acts 2:46, it says, day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts. And this is a powerful scripture, that what they did, they did together. And it wasn't some weird thing. They were brought together because the body of Christ is unified by the Holy Spirit. He's the one that brings us together. And all Christian faith traditions agree on this one thing, community. Even if we have different variances and doctrines we don't agree on, we agree on one thing, community. We need each other. We need community. And Satan always attacks community. He tries to divide it by having people get bitter at the church or choose to deconstruct away from the church. But either way, we need each other. And here's another scripture I want to give you. First John 1:6, it says, but if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What is it saying here? That a mark of walking in the light is unity. It's being with the community. It's being together, not being apart. And I've been very concerned with a lot of people deconstructing, that they kind of demonize the body of Christ and say, you know, it's evil, the church is bad, they have all these bad oppressive things. And so they really don't have community. Or if they do have community, it's this online, you know, weird thing that just, it's all negative and vitriolic in nature. And we find that to be a Christian is to be together. That's one of the hearts of Christianity, that we are together in one in Christ. But here's one last thing, and we're going to let you go. Why do we need community? Why can't we have such a thing as private spirituality? Because you can't grow personally apart from people. We kind of touched on that earlier, but online interaction can give you a lot of things, but it can't really give you growth. That only comes from being around people where you have to deal with your stuff and they have to deal with their stuff, and we confront each other in love, and we fight it out, we argue it out, but then we come back together in Jesus and we become one again. In fact, it says in the book of Proverbs, it says this, iron sharpens iron, and one person sharpens the wits of another. And there's something about when two people come together who maybe are very different from each other, and they may not get along all the time. They may say things that hurt each other, but in Christ, there has to be reconciliation and forgiveness, and we have to work through it. And interacting online cannot reconcile your heart. It can't heal your body, right? Because it says in James, call for the elders of the church and have them lay hands on you. You need people for that. You need people to pray for you, to come together in Jesus. And there's a beautiful scripture I'm going to close with in James. They go something like this. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. And think about it. You can't get that by online interaction. You can only get that by being around people where we pray for each other and love on each other in the Lord. So if you like this podcast, please leave a like and recommend it to a friend. And check us out as we are online. We are on YouTube, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Facebook, and wherever you can get your podcast. So till next time, so glad to be with you. God bless you.